Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO! Exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and so much more. I'm also the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity, that captures you and makes you want to do everything she says. Yeah, y'all thought I was joking, right? But I'm telling you the truth. She introduces you to your fantasies with the freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words and all the right scenes set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice into your life. You have that liberty to exhibit an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palates, hitting all the right spots. Enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character while creating the escape to places of pleasures beyond your imagination with no embarrassment and no judgment. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words, speaking positivity into the atmosphere, such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready right now. Right now, right now, right now. Relationship fed up, tired of being tired. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. And remember, a spanking may be ready. As you know, LSO do have a paddle and a whip in her collection. Ladies and gentlemen out there listening in tonight, y'all know who rap out with me every Monday night. If you don't know, I'm about to introduce you to her right now. We have Miss K in the house. Miss K, how you doing? How you doing? Come on now.
This year is almost over,
but I have a couple more things that I need to do before it's over, so I'm going to hit you in the head when it comes, like, bam, I'm not even going to speak about it, but I spoke about it to self for reassurance for me, but as things get in the working and the making of it, then I can share more about it. But there's some more things coming to the LSO brand that I'm really excited about.
Nice.
It's been on the back burner for too long. How was your weekend, baby?
Weekend was good. I just chilled, you know, home. Actually doing some work in a different direction, putting things together. So, you know, it was a pretty productive weekend. So
see, those weekends that I like. I had a productive weekend as well as I had a busy weekend and a little bit of a productive weekend. I started out on Sunday cleaning, and then I just said, you know what? I'm tired. I had a long week. So I rested. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's productive because I don't usually rest. So that's productive for me. So, and then I was confused about a topic. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go again. I don't know. People don't understand what it's like to think of topics every week and also think of questions to go with the topics. And sometimes people think the topics come from, you know, us living this. I mean, that's not necessarily the truth. I mean, I'm sure within the topics, some of us, we can go back and forth. You know, it may apply to us one way or another sometimes, but it's not surrounded or centered around us. Like this particular topic was submitted from one of the group members. And when it was submitted, I had it so vague where each of these questions can go for job, relationships, location, living in your passion. It can go for a vast amount of things. But so I said, you know what, let's narrow it down so that we can focus on one thing and the question is not all over the place in the group. So all of these questions today, you're going to hear them again probably next week or the week after, but it's not going to be pertaining to a relationship. It's going to be pertaining to maybe living in your passion or your job or location or something other than relationship. So tonight, each and every one of these questions are relating to relationship. Now, when I say relationship, that means some form of courtship where two people or if you're or three people, however many people are involved in a committed set, be it boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend, whatever, however it is you're living your life in a relationship, these questions apply to you. Now, you know how we do it. You know, I read the questions and I go into the group and see what the group have to say in reference to the questions. Then Ms. Kay and I, we discuss our opinions in reference to the questions. So our first question is, when do you put yourself first? A young lady put always with exclamation points. Another young lady, all day, 7 days a week. Another young lady, at all times. Another young lady, all caps now. All the time, ... You have to love yourself and be happy within yourself before you can love anyone. Another young lady put, that's a tricky one. For me, it depends on what needs to get done that morning, afternoon, or evening. I do make time for myself, and my husband supports me on this. However, there are never enough hours in a day. Nevertheless, I always have moments for myself. Saying that, my husband and I always put each other first, depending on the situation. I feel it works better in our relationship. It's never a me. It's always taking a step back, assessing the situation, and trying to get things done where both of us are content. Mind you, no one gets there initially. However, we get there together. I really like that comment because it shows that they're equal. Her and her husband is equal, and they also take into account each other. And I like the fact that she said it's not me, because some people get into a marriage and still living in the single life verbiage, such as I and me and mine, as opposed to now you're married and you should switch over your lingo to us, we, and our. That's just my opinion. But I feel that would work if people was to do that. And we had a gentleman, he put, when the person puts themselves first. Okay. So, okay. When do you put yourself first?
I try to put myself first all the time, you know, but I guess it also depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I do put myself first. When I have, when you have, like, kids and stuff, sometimes you do have to put yourself on a back burner, but I wouldn't suggest doing it for a long period of time because then you're teaching them how to neglect themselves. You know, because you know with kids, it's not always what they see. It's not always what they hear. It's what they see. So if they see you not taking advantage, if you're not taking care of yourself and you're wearing yourself thin and so on and so forth, then that's a habit that they could possibly pick up too. So for the most part. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
We're going to exclude the kids from this because that's a totally different arena right there. But if you're in a relationship, would you or do you put yourself first? Or how does that work?
That's a good question. I think you always have to put yourself first regardless. However, you do compromise. Because it is about the we as well.
Right.
So you want to make sure that whatever's happening, you know, that you're represented in it. And whatever decision or whatever the circumstances are, you want to make sure that you're represented in that. And that's why I'm saying you still have to put yourself first. Because in relationship, when you don't really know each other, you know, people are going to test boundaries, you know, and they may not know. They might have done it in their past 5 to 10 relationships, and now with you, it doesn't work because it's a boundary that you have set. So by putting yourself first, you can let them know, hey, this is a boundary. You know, please don't cross this boundary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as to where if you don't put yourself first, you might let them get away with it. And once a person gets away with something, it's like a train that's off that track. You're going to have a very hard time trying to reel them back in.
That part is so true. You have to be very mindful because when someone continuously get away with something,
mm-hmm.
and you don't bring it to the forefront, when you check them after a period of time of them doing it, it becomes, well, you didn't say nothing about this before, and why didn't you say anything about this before? Now it's too late. And it becomes a whole big whatever of things going on. So you need to check things initially, up front, get it to the point, and get it to where both of you are on the same understanding of whatever the situation is so that there's no issue going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ella, so I didn't answer any of these questions, so whatever comes out my mouth is just going to fall out into this show. When do you put yourself first? Well, as far as in a relationship, I've always put myself first, but put myself equal with my partner. And when I say that, meaning that we made decisions together, and we did things together, but I never lost myself in that relationship where I was pushed to the back or pushed to the side. Now, one thing in that particular relationship, I lost the communication. Even though I put myself first, I lost the communication in the relationship, and therefore, with me losing the communication and my partner allowing it to go on kind of helped bring our relationship to an end, because if he said, what's wrong, and I would say nothing, he would leave it as nothing, knowing good and well it's a whole lot that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So then when an issue really arises, everything come out. So it's not just that particular issue that come out. Issues from
mm-hmm.
2 days ago, issues from 3 years ago, however far, everything came to the forefront. So by then, That's a breaking point, and that's a fed up. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I could have communicated, that kind of could have eliminated some of that. But even in the midst of all of that, I did put myself first. And mm-hmm. But I think I put myself first a little too late, even though mm-hmm. I was putting myself first, mm-hmm. if you kind of understand that. Because had I stood in that worth and in that rightful moment, things probably would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, who knows what was supposed to be, but I guess now in hindsight, what was supposed to have been was at that point, because it's to get me to where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your breaking point? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put lying, another young lady, no loyalty or respect, another young lady, lack of loyalty and communication, young lady, no contribution, whether emotional or financial, young lady, lack of respect and dishonesty, a gentleman being undervalued and lack of respect, a gentleman disrespect, a young lady, lack of real communication. And Ms. K said, lies, cheating, and disrespectful. Is there anything else you would like to add on to that, Ms. K, or you're good right there?
Yeah, I mean, once you start lying, that's the beginning to the end. And then if
okay,
you're disrespectful.
Now, how do you know a person is lying? Just, you know.
Sometimes you can feel it.
Okay. Is that woman intuition?
I guess that would be that. Or maybe sometimes you just know your partner. You just know your partner
right.
well enough to know that they're lying. Like, you are lying. I already know. Or maybe you have information that says, you know, on the contrary, and you know they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I've had times where I've seen physical evidence of one thing, and then I speak to him, and he's telling me something completely different. It's like, I got physical evidence of you lying, dude. Like, why? Like, why are you lying?
And then people fail to realize when you change your pattern of behavior,
right.
also that's also like an insight. Not saying you are, but it's a good insight that it's a possibility that something is going on. You may not can pinpoint it right in that moment, but changing your pattern of things will kind of highlight something is going on.
Right.
So be mindful when you change your pattern. And I'm not talking about not changing to evolve, to grow. I'm talking about changing from doing things that you used to do to now you're no longer doing it. And it's not because you don't have an interest in it. It's because you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my breaking point would be being deceitful, cheating,
mm-hmm.
lying, stealing. And when I say stealing, not so much of stealing merchandise or items or physical things. I'm talking about stealing my joy, stealing my happiness, stealing
Ooh.
My time. That's the type of stealing that I'm talking about, because now I'm giving all of that to you and you're just abusing it because you don't mean nothing with it. Now, if you know you don't want anything, then why are we going out, let's just say, we're in a relationship. Well, not
what?
Me. Just say someone is in a relationship, period. Now, you know you don't want to marry this woman. Why are you going out ring shopping with her? Why waste her time? Why waste her emotions?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about when I say stealing. Because you doing all of this with no intention of
really
making it right
mm-hmm.
for her. So why would you do
right.
that? Why would you
oh,
do that?
That's, listen, I was just real quickly, on TikTok, I've been going battling back and forth with a lot of black men, because a lot of black men will say, you know, black women don't need, you know, why are you getting pregnant? Why are you having babies? And you have like the two ends of the spectrum. You have those saying that they would kill their baby mamas if they had to pay child support, or if they were taking corporate child support. And then the other ones are saying, why are you getting abortions? You having all these abortions. But at the end of the day, control your sperm. It's yours. Like, control what comes out of your body. Stop getting with women just to masturbate inside of them because you really have no interest in them. And that's what it goes towards, what you're saying about time. Like, stop wasting women's time when you know you don't want them. You don't want them.
Right.
You don't want to have a family with them. You know, you're just using them as a form of masturbation because you really don't care. And then when a child comes from it, then she's evil.
Be honest with a person. If these are your intentions, why can't you say, these are my intentions, this is what I want, so that if the person, you and the person, is not on the same page and want the same thing, as far as if y'all want a relationship, if y'all want to continue dating, or if y'all want to date and see other people, at least be upfront about it so that both of you, or at least at the library, y'all may not be in the same section of to pick out the books, but at least both y'all are in the library. One is not at the corner store and one in the library. You know what I'm saying? So at least be somewhere so that y'all can pinpoint what it is you want to do. And, yeah, ultimately be accountable.
And stop wasting her time. Be accountable. Stop wasting that woman's time. If you know she's not the one.
And it's not so much wasting her time, her wasting his time, too, because women have their ways of doing whatever it is that they do just the same.
True.
Stop wasting people's time. If you don't want to be bothered, make that known. You know, because time you can never get back.
You can't get back.
I cannot get back 7 o'clock this morning on August 27th.
Right.
I mean, September 27th. I can't get 7 o'clock this morning back. That's gone.
Right.
I will never. And that's one of the times where I can use the word never. I will never get that time, that moment back again. Now, I will get a 7 o'clock a.m. again, but it won't be September 27th. Or it will be September 27th, but it won't be 2021.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So, you know, be mindful, people. And people can only do what you allow. And sometimes you're so focused in the relationship that you don't even see it going on. But if you have true friends and true family and you respect their opinions, listen to what it is that they're saying, because they see on the outside into your relationship and you see in your relationship on the outside. So if you put both of those together and if they don't add up, something is wrong somewhere.
Right.
So, you know, just make sure your amen corner is an amen corner that's also will tell you when you're wrong just the same, and not just because, oh, they don't like him, or oh, his past, or oh, he didn't change, or X, Y, and Z. Just know your amen corner. Next question. How are you hurting in a relationship? How are you hurting yourself? Well, we had a young lady put losing yourself and being someone you're not just to keep that person. Another young lady, lose your self-respect. Another young lady, always trying to make up for someone's lack of something, yours or your partner's. Young lady, always trying to compromise. Another young lady put with a whip. And a gentleman put constantly trying to prove yourself to someone who wants you to be a mistake. So, Ms. K, how are you hurting yourself in a relationship when you're fed up?
By not choosing myself and getting out. Because, you know, it comes to a point in time when it comes down to, are you delusional? And is this person going to change? And when you realize that person's not going to change, then you have to realize that you were being delusional. You know, and I think also we we create these ideas of what things are supposed to be, and then when we get the manifestation of it, it's like, ooh, that's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But you have to help think this into existence. You know, if you think it into existence, it's going to manifest.
Yeah, that's why you got to be very mindful of your thoughts, because your thoughts can bring on life. And also, things that you speak, you can speak things into existence. Mm-hmm. People fail to realize that you can speak life into a situation. So be mindful of your thoughts and be mindful of what you speak of, because that right there, you want to make sure you're speaking positivity over your life itself, so that you can bloom and grow into that beautiful, come from the caterpillar to the beautiful butterfly, or bloom, you know, from the rose as the rose grow and open up, bloom into that beautiful flower. So just be mindful. How are you hurting yourself when you're in a relationship and you're fed up? It's stress. It will be stressful. And stress also brings about pressure. And stress also changes the organs, how your organs in your body function. Mm-hmm. Because now you're putting all of this pressure on your organs. And so now you're causing those organs to work harder than what they would normally work harder. Because when you're stressed, your heart is going to beat faster. So now your heart is beating wacko. It messes with your kidneys, your lungs, your breathing. It messes with everything. So try to remain stress-free as best as possible. And when I say pressure, you can get high blood pressure. You can get low blood pressure. It messes with thyroids. It messes with gout. Stress messes with all parts of your body. It also can cause weight loss and or weight gain. It can cause hair loss. These are things that people don't put into perspective when it comes down to this, but these are things that actually happens. It can also cause mental health. It can also cause depression. And all of these things is bad on your body. Because you're now changing the dynamics of how your body is supposed to operate. And you're putting this change on your body. And so now all of your functions have to adjust to what's going on in your mind and how you're acting to keep you functioning as best as possible. So everyone be mindful. But of course, y'all know we got to play some music. So I'm trying to be on point with the playing music now. So we're going to leave y'all with this question. What is the message you send to yourself when you are fed up in a relationship? Something to think about. We will be right back.
Yeah. J.R. So
I don't see the problem.
Guys want you and girls want me, but what can we do? If I just keep it honest, promise you will be too. Cause you told me that everything I'm doing is brand new. I watch you getting dressed and just appreciate the view. They ask why I let her go out alone. I say I don't feel no pressure cause I know she's coming home. And my is home, so she's always trying to house it. Anything she puts on her body's the perfect outfit.
I don't see the problem if she wanna party.
She's coming home.
She's
giving Girls want me and guys want you, so here's what we gon' do. She do her and I do me, but she gon' do me too. So I let her do what she please, nigga please. She know that you ain't got nothing on me.
Nothing on me, me, she know she'll leave you in a second once she see me with diamonds in my necklace line. She wanna dance, so I go and lower the limbo. Clap her hand on the ass, make it crash.
Would you sign
like
this?
A symbol lie.
I don't see the problem if she wanna party.
No.
Welcome back, welcome back. I hope y'all enjoyed the music while we were gone. Well, when we left off with the question, what is the message you send to yourself when you are fed up? In the group, we had a young lady, she put, you don't have to put up with this bullshit. Another young lady, do you? A gentleman, don't kill this chick today, Joe ain't for you. Another young lady, ended already. Another young lady, just walk away. Another young lady, my tolerance for bullshit is very low. Another young lady, enough, capital letters. Another young lady, watch your mouth, Donna, watch your mouth. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got to talk yourself down because you know yourself. And you know when you get to a point sometimes, yeah, you got to tell yourself to watch it because things are not going to be right. Miss K, what is the message you send to yourself when you are fed up? Miss K? Miss K?
I'm here. I put myself on mute. What do I tell myself when I'm fed up?
What is the message you send to yourself?
Save yourself, because at this point, there's nothing that you can do to, like, reconcile the situation. There's nothing, there's no changes. Like it's at a deadlock, and it's not benefiting, it's definitely not benefiting me if I'm at a place where I'm over it. So that means there's no compromise. Like, we're not able to compromise. You know, decisions were made, and it is exactly what it is. And acceptance. It's like, accept the fact that this is what it is. There's no compromise. There's no room for compromise. And it's time to be out. Cut your losses.
Okay. Well, we have a caller that wants to come on and answer this question. So, Vixen, we're about to bring you on. Good evening, Vixen. How are you? You're on with Ms.
Good evening,
Ms. Ellis. How are you?
And I'm well, thank you. And to Ms. K, let's not get hoarse.
Okay.
Let me
say the question so you can ask, answer it. What is the message you send to yourself when you are fed up?
Well, I kind of took the question in a very general way. I mean, we may be talking about in relationships, but my thought or something that I do is when I'm fed up, no matter whether it's on a romantic, platonic, social, whatever level it is on, I guess because of how I was raised or, I don't know, others see their supreme being. But one thing I always think about is myself. Vanessa, Ms. Fix-It, keep it together. You didn't come this far to lose it. And I start to pray. And I ask God to give me strength to go through, remove me, or change the situation. And I think that works for me and on all levels.
Okay, well, I can agree with you on that, because there are plenty of times I'm saying, God, please remove, if this person is not for me, remove them from my life. And when I say remove, I don't mean
kill them off,
like death or anything.
Right.
I just mean let them pass right on by, and they're not even a memory of mine. And
but
when
you
they
know
do
what?
Come to memory, it's like, oh, you know, this was so-and-so and so, but
like,
there's no hard feelings involved.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Just remove them from my life and or remove me from their life.
Right.
Just,
which is necessary moving
you
up.
You know, and I call the person by their name because I don't want God to get mixed up, because if I know a lot of people with the same
but
name, I don't want them to remove me.
You know, George Doe, 6'5". But it's true.
You got to be very specific.
Oh, be very specific.
Be. Yes.
Yes, you know him, right?
You have to be specific so that.
That's right. It'd be the wrong person walking out to life. Like, hey,
I don't listen.
Why
are
you even going? No, that's the wrong one. That's the one I want. He was like, no, well, you said this.
Well, you
my child,
right.
So this is what I'm doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
That's what happens. But you know what? You bring about a good point, because that's what people do on a general basis, on an everyday basis. They're very vague in what they want. And then when they get a pile of crap that's staring at them, they're like, I didn't ask for this. But you wasn't specific either.
Right,
you
exactly.
Didn't say specifically what you wanted. You put some vague
you asked for a man, so I gave you a man. You didn't say you wanted your man
right.
have a
want
job. You wanted him to do this. You wanted
right.
him to do that.
Right.
I gave you a man.
What a good question.
You didn't say if you want the man to be trans or not. I mean, we're laughing, but you got to be very specific in what it is you're asking for.
That's right.
Yes.
So I thank you, Ms. Vixen, for tuning in.
You're more than welcome.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and if you
all
have
right,
another
you
question
that.
You want to be a part of, let
us
know.
Yes, I will definitely
know.
Send you a little message.
Okay, thank you. L to the S to the Izzo. And what is the message you send to yourself when you are fed up? I believe when you get to that fed up part, it's like this has gone too far and gone on for too long.
Too long.
Because when you're to the fed up part, it's like there's no rationalizing. Anything at this point.
Right.
There's no compromising. Right. There's no anything. This is, you got to go. We can't do this. No, we're not doing this anymore. Period. Everything is now like cutthroat to this point when you're fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like time for change. Time for change immediately. And you have to remove yourself immediately from the whole situation, from the whole relationship, from the whole everything. Don't hold on to nothing, no memories, no nothing. Completely separation from the relationship so that you can heal, you can move forward, you can grow. Because when it gets to that point where you're fed up, you're not in your right mind, so to say. You're in the mind of offense, defense. You're now protecting yourself, you're protecting your heart, you're protecting your mind, you're protecting your kids, you're protecting everything that means anything to you. And if anyone comes into that space and trying to destroy it in any manner, you're automatically on the defense and someone can get hurt at this point. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, please try not to get to the fed up state, because when once you're at the fed up state, there's no compromise at all. That's just my opinion. Others may see it differently. Some people you may be able to talk them down from their fed up state. But, hey, if it can be done, go for it. But what I'm saying is, once you get to that part, that's like a raging fire at that point where you're calling in multiple alarms to come in and put out that fire that was first just a little match, a little flame. Now it's a full-blown fire, and it's tearing up whole city blocks. What are side effects to being fed up? Gentlemen put losing yourself and doing things you wouldn't normally do. Ms. Kay said lack of intimacy. Is there anything else you would like to add on to that, Ms. Kay?
Lack of intimacy is a big one, because it doesn't mean not having sex. It just means the lack of, like, connecting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when a person turns you off to a certain extent, you start to pull back and withdraw. And a person could still have sex with you, but that intimacy, that connection is not there. You know, it's just to get whatever off or get that relief off, but they're not connecting with you.
But a lot of people don't know what intimacy really is. They confuse intimacy with sex, or they put intimacy with sex, and that's those two things are totally
two separate
different
things.
Sex is where you bring, where you're actually being physical, where body parts are meeting to enjoy a pleasure. Intimacy, you can enjoy that same pleasure and not even touch that person. Y'all can just be sitting in the room, occupying the same space at the same time, one sitting on a love seat, one sitting on a couch, watching TV, one playing a game, one on the phone checking emails. But that can be intimacy because y'all are in the same space, the same time, and y'all are with each other, yet doing something different. Or they wash your hair, or you sit down and have a conversation and they rub your feet, or you rub their thigh, or you rub their back, or some form of something that does not actually include the physical act of some form of penetration. But, you know, some people mesh them together, and then when you mesh them together, you end up getting some of everything, and it's just not right. Excuse me, LSO. What are side effects to being fed up? I would say headaches, pressure, loss of self-worth, non-trusting. You can become evil, or you have a whole different disposition in how you treat people and how you talk to people. You're walking around angry all the time. You just lose yourself into being fed up where you can't enjoy living. And when you're not enjoying living, it's just you're going through the motions of what it is you're supposed to do. So you're going through the motions of getting up and getting ready to go to work. You're going through the motions of doing the work. You're going through the motions of getting the kids ready for school, going through the motions of your day-to-day of what you need to do because that's what you have to do. But then once all of that day-to-day is done and over with, now you're back to this gloom or this heavy cloud weighing over you, and it's like, okay, now what's next? And you're sad. And you're really sad. And you get into a funk, and you're short-tempered with people. there's a lot of things that come with being fed up, and those side effects can be lasting side effects. I mean, sometimes they don't go away immediately. They're there, and they're haunting you, and they're staying with you. And until you realize this is what's going on and this is where you are and address the situation, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable. And nobody needs to be living in the world, in this world, especially at the climate that it's in now, and being miserable. That's just too much weight for one to walk around with and carry day to day. Because just living in the world with COVID, with different variations of COVID, with all other diseases and sicknesses and the world shutting down, the world opening up, this going on, that's going on, gunshots, flashing, all of this that's going on in the world, and then still be a prisoner within yourself because you're fed up of a situation, that's a lot. You need some form of reprieve, some form of release. So if you're if you're dealing with a situation where you're to that fed up point, you need to get some form of release for yourself so that you can have your sanity, because that right there can drive you in overdrive. And that brings us into the next question. How do you reclaim your sanity when you're fed up in a relationship? Well, we had a gentleman put, take accountability for any wrongdoing you have done. See if your partner is willing to do the same. If they are not, accept that your sanity will be tested unapologetically over and over again. Stop that shit immediately and demand your respect back. Unfortunately, due to human nature, that person is used to being a turd when it comes to you at that point, so walk away. And then a gentleman put, find you someone new. Miss K., how do you reclaim your sanity?
That's deep. How do I reclaim my sanity? I give into what's called self-preservation. So I start doing things that helps me love on me. You know, things that I like to do. Like, I love music. I love to write. I like poetry. I love to sing. So things I know that's going to feed me. And I don't need anybody else necessarily to do it for me. So I'll cook. I'll make something just for me. Or I really want to do something, a pedicure or something like that. That's doing to myself, just loving on me. And that's how I regain my sanity.
Okay. And, you know, there's nothing like getting a massage and a mani and a pedi, because that's something personal to you. You can't share a massage or a mani and a pedi with someone else. That's someone catering to you exclusively, and you don't have to share that with no one else. LSO. How do you reclaim your sanity? I would say step into your worth. Because when you step into your worth, it brings a whole new revelation to everything around you. You begin to walk different. You talk different. You dress different. You act different. Why? Because now you know you are walking and standing in your grace. This is you. This is who you are. And you reclaim by, once you let something go, let it go. Don't go back and pick it up again and try to dust it off and seeing, it got a little crack, so I'll get some glue and, put that piece back together. But yeah, you put the piece back together, but that crack is still there. It's just now solidified, but it's not back whole as it was before. So So stop going back into situations that you left, because you left that situation for a reason. Walk in your grace, hold your head high, and use what was with you before as a memory, and keep on strutting. Why? Because you need your sanity. You need your sanity to live. You need your sanity to grow. You need your sanity to evolve. So get it in order. It's easier said than done, but it is doable. But of course, y'all know we have to play some music. Excuse me. When we come back, we're going to answer the question, how do you address your fed up in a sane way? Get your answers ready, because we need to hear. We will be right back.
From the East Coast down into the West Coast, up in the North, boogie down in the South,
worldwide.
If you ain't saying nothing with your actions, don't front and keep the name Deja Vu out your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
You see, we've been here, done that, small talk, never that. We focus on that number one spot. Despite the ups and downs, we coming for the crown and blowing up the R&B charts.
Somewhere, somebody's
talking. Or, huh, Eve is all over the place.
About what they think they know.
What she needs to do is take care of her 12 kids.
They like to see people like their words. They knock them down when it seems they're low.
Nobody listened to the first one.
They think they sit up high above everyone else, and they try to make sure no one else will show you love. Oh,
what? Who? When?
I bet they're wondering what the people say.
Come true, one of a kind, one of a second, baby girl, let's just do this. Okay, cool, cool. Change them numbers, we left, I saw that booty. That's what's up and that's a plus. Mind some heads, just add it to us. Show your support like it ain't even that. Got my back even when I mess up. It's so cool, but you heat things up. Been a bad girl, I gotta cuff you up. Yeah, you lock me down. Your beauty's on that pedestal. You hotter than when a kettle blow. Like a bowl of fresh fruit. You incredible and edible. Your body's like some caramel. Riding on me like carousel. They say you look good. Nah, girl, you bad as hell. Listen to me, baby.
I hear down my heart, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I never had a crush like this. Oh no, girl. And that touch I just can't resist. Oh,
you need a man, I hear you. Ain't playing, girl, I'm serious. No photographs, no filters, you so real, real, not serious. Something funny, and ain't got dope, but you sing, I love your notes. Got me high, and ain't even smoke. The best and you don't need votes.
My a dime a dozen. I got something planned for our anniversary. Mark it in your diary. You'll be so happy, yeah. Loving you's a mission, girl, that I'll achieve. I'm kidding, these are bees when it comes to you and me.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I don't know if y'all was on hold for a minute because the song stopped before I got back, but if it did, I apologize. That's not my fault. But anyway, y'all know I can't sing, but this is just me. This is just me having some fun with ya. We left y'all off with the question, how do you address your fed up in a sane way? Ironically, nobody in the group answered that question. You would think behind the scenes, me and Ms. K and I would answer the question, you know, to be prepared, but we didn't. So we giving y'all upfront raw transparency right now, as we usually do. So Ms. K, how do you address your fed up in a sane way?
How do I address my fed up in a sane way?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I address it with? This is with the person?
Well, how do you address it, period? Like, in your life, how do you address it to the person? How do you address it in your life to make it better for you? What is it that you do? How do you address mm-hmm. the situation?
Well, I mean, if I'm to the point that I'm fed up, that means I've addressed it multiple times and it fell on deaf ears. And when you have the same conversation over and over again, and then that person isn't trying to meet you in the middle, there's no compromise of any sort, then it's I gotta start moving in the direction that's best for me. So at that point, it's about planning. You know, it's about making plans. Mm-hmm. So the next step is planning. And the next step being planning, it would be, okay,
action.
How do I get away from this person? Like, how do I get away from this person? Or how I get them away from me? You know, so in my case, like with my ex, all his stuff was put downstairs on the bench. And I gave him a broken shopping cart. Here you go. That way you could transport your stuff from the bench to wherever you're taking it. Have a nice life.
So you got your wheel on a gangster lean?
What? I was like, you're not coming back into
but
my
hey,
house.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what's
exactly
right for you.
But let me tell you, it wouldn't have been handled that way, but I'm going to tell you why it was handled that way. Because he was being really petty, and this is what happened. I had bought, this is how petty, I had bought about 36 hangers. Like, you know, you get the plastic hangers, they have like 18 plastic hangers in that little box. Right, I got the thick ones. I didn't get them little cheap plastic ones. I got the thick ones, and I bought like 3 packs. So I was like, "Yeah, this is good. I got like, you know, all these freaking hangers. This is great." Don't you know? He had packed one bag, and then had the nerve to put my brand new hangers in his bag that he packed, knowing that he ain't buying not a pack of hangers. So I was
he needed to hang his clothes on a broken cart.
No. So I did him one even better. I was like, oh, you trying to steal my brand new hangers? Okay. So I took the brand new hangers out of his bag, and I put my clothes on the brand new hangers, and the old broken hangers that I had in the closet, I put them in that plastic bag. Here, you can have the old beat up, broken up hangers. That's what you can have. And since you want to steal hangers, I'm not letting you back into my house because you're petty. So you get to meet all your stuff.
That was a hashtag petty moment.
Very petty.
That was really a
now you get to get all your things from the bench. Where lucky they're not in the street, but they're in bags and they're on the bench. Have a nice life.
Okay. LSO.
I didn't destroy any of his stuff. So let me say that.
Thing.
I'm not one for doing that. I don't destroy people's things. So he got all his belongings. They were just on the bench. Okay, there you go. On the bench.
Okay. LSO, can you reconcile once you are fed up or you are now at a breaking point and there is no turning back? I think you can reconcile when you're fed up, but the reconciliation is that this is over. This is not going forward. We're not moving forward with this. I'm done. Time for you to leave. That's the only reconciling right there. You're leaving peacefully where, like you said, he got his stuff back. You know, his stuff wasn't destroyed. You get all your things. We separate, and that's it. Make sure you leave with everything that's yours and only yours, and make sure you take it all because there's no coming back at this point. And no, there is no, you know, when you're at the breaking point, there is no turning back. It's like, this is what it is. I'm working myself through this right now. I'm not happy with it, but this is the decision that's going to better me in the future. I would rather hurt now than continuously keep on hurting and then have to hurt later too. I can hurt now and get over it, then continuing this, because we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere as a couple, so let's not waste any more time, any more energy, waste nothing else. I have no more words to exchange with you that are now positive words. After this, all the words is going to be not nice. The behavior is going to be not nice. So how about we depart now while I still have some sane words left in me to speak? Ta-da! Because I'm telling you, when you're fed up, I know me. When I'm fed up in any situation, my mouth can be really reckless. And I don't take the time to think about what it is I'm going to say. I don't take the time to think about how it's going to affect the person once they hear it. I'm not thinking about anything. My mouth is going to be reckless, And there's ways that you can tell the truth to someone, and you can lessen the blow that they're going to receive with the truth that you're about to give them. But when I'm fed up, there's no lesson in anything. You're going to take this sucker punch, bam. Take this gut punch, bam. This elbow, boom. All of that. Because my mouth is reckless at that point. Okay. How are you expressing your fed upness? Well, we had a gentleman put, yes, if both parties are willing to accept, wait a minute, maybe that's to the wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't read the answer to this question, the question that we just had. Excuse me, gentleman said, yes, if both parties are willing to accept, changes need to be made and actions are taken to do so. excuse me. I had to read that part. Now, how are you expressing your fed upness? And yes, I know fed upness is not a word, but for this show, anything we put together is a word and it has meaning.
It has meaning and it's a word because it's the LSO show.
Yes. Right.
So don't try
you.
To use it and outside of the LSO show, because then people will check
exactly.
you and you'll be mad.
Right. And
but
then,
here,
right, because they're not going to understand. Yeah.
Right,
see,
but here
how,
you get to use
this
it.
This is how yeah. we do it, Al. This is how we
this
do
is
it.
How we
na, 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 na. Okay, in the group, we had a young lady put communication. Can't help if they don't listen. A gentleman put with words, but I try to let it be known before I get to that point. And Ms. K said, letting him know, trying to find a compromise. Ms. K, would you like to add anything else on to how are you expressing your fed upness?
I know there's one of those questions that's going to make you laugh. So, you know, I thought this one was it. But outside of what I said, compromise. Trying to find
are
common ground.
Are you sure
ground.
It's compromising, or is it more of communication?
Well, I think it's both, because you could communicate, and the point of communicating is to discuss a compromise. Like, okay, we're having this issue, and this issue might be affecting me more than it's affecting you, so let's talk about it and find out if we can have, like, a compromise or some kind of common ground so that I'm not so overwhelmed by this situation, and you're like, it's not even bothering you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. LSO, how are you expressing your fed upness? I would say communication. I mean, that's one of the words we use practically in every show, even when we're just having fun. Communication can solve a whole lot of issues before it gets out of hand, but it's just that you have to know how to communicate. Some people don't know how to communicate, and their communication is totally off to where when they do communicate, the backlash that they get because they didn't use the right words or they didn't use the right tone or their body language was off. So you got to be careful, especially when you're to the fed up point, how you communicate, because that right there can change from talking to being physical if your communication is off.
Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful, especially, you know, with the hand pointing and the head bobbing and the, you know, pushing or touching and stuff like that. I'm just letting you know, be careful so that you're not sending the wrong tone in what it is you're trying to say to get your point across. Because when you're to that fed upness point, it's like you're beyond sometimes points of reconciliation. Because even in communicating, you're not hearing the person because you totally blank them out. Because right now what they're saying means nothing to you, because even if they're trying to apologize or even if they're trying to let you know how they feel, you don't want to hear it now at this point, because you had all of yesterday, all the day before, all of last year to rectify this same issue, especially if this is something that has been ongoing. So now I'm to the point that I'm fed up and I don't want to deal with it no more. Now you want to come with, oh, woe is me, this, that, and the third. No, I'm not hearing you at this point.
It comes across
LSO,
as very disingenuous.
I've shut down.
It's disingenuous. It's like, how long can you talk about an issue that there's no resolve to? So, if you start to try to do it, it becomes disingenuous, because it seems like every time you mention it, the person might start, but then they go back into their comfort zone of not doing it, or at least trying to do it. You know, so.
Yeah, so you got to be mindful. It's a messy situation, but you know what? Listen, we're grown. This is what we got to do. But, of course, y'all know we got to play some music, so let's get the last
music
couple of songs
time,
in for tonight. I'm doing really good with the music. But we're going to leave y'all with this question. when we come back. What's the question, Ms. K? What's the question? The question is, what did you do to prevent getting to this point? Now I'm starting to get up under your nose now, y'all.
I think that's the one that's going to make you laugh. I think that's the one.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Said I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
Girl, you'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself.
Said I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
Girl, you'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself.
And I ain't even mad, so girl, you need to quit calling. I'm just so glad that we broke up before we started falling in love.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, we're going in for the gusto. The next question was, what do you do to prevent getting to this point? And getting to this point is fed up in the relationship. A young lady put everything possible, but sometimes you outgrow your partner. Another young lady put communicating the issue, drawing on the board, and sending smoke signals. A gentleman put, this is going to sound weird, but try my best not to laugh hysterically. Once I laugh like I'm the joker, I become indifferent. That means I'm beyond angry and fed up. I'm now emotionless. And you know what? I can honestly say I understand you with that laugh, because that's not a laughter of something is funny. That's a laughter of anger. And that right there brings about something totally different than what you normally would get. So I understand that laughter that you're talking about, because that's one of those, like, you got 2.2 seconds and I'm swinging on you, or I'm not responsible for what's about to go down right about now. So I wholeheartedly understand that laughter. LSO, what did you do to prevent getting to this point? I can say I know what I didn't do that got me to the point. I didn't communicate. So now that I'm at this point, there was nothing I didn't I can say I did nothing to prevent getting to this point, outside of maybe I may have shown, or I may have talked about it in pieces, but he didn't understand. So for me, there may not have been any preventable moment where I said X, Y, and Z until I just got to the point of fed up. I think I just let things go by and just let things continue, and I ignored it to where I couldn't ignore it anymore. So
that's what most of us do.
I didn't prevent anything. I just put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. And meanwhile, it was still bleeding out on the side. So then I take and put gauze over the Band-Aid. And now it's bleeding through the gauze. And then I take and put some more gauze on top. So all I'm doing is putting more and more stuff on it, as opposed to taking the Band-Aid off and putting sutures, or, you know, pulling out the wound. Pulling out the bullet out the wound and bandaging it up properly so that it can heal properly. And I no longer need the Band-Aid and more and more and more gauze. So I can say for me, I did nothing to prevent it. I would probably say I ignited it. I ignited to when it got to that point. That, like, bam, this is what it is. So I need closure right now, not in 2 minutes, right now, bam, now. I'm just saying. Okay.
Right.
Are you holding yourself accountable?
Can I just say this? Because people tend to think that they're blameless in the collapse of a relationship, and no one is blameless. Like, everybody has their part in it. And even if it's poor communication, I mean, you could have been the sweetest, kindest person to your person. However, the lack of communication made you just as responsible for the downfall of your relationship as that person.
Absolutely. And I take the accountability, and I always speak on that. I take full accountability for that, which brings us into our next question is, what are you holding yourself accountable for your part in? I mean, are you holding yourself accountable for your part in the fed upness? Well, we had a young lady put yes every part, and then she put thank you, Abba, which equal father, and then she put for the lesson. And Miss Kay said, yes. And someone is typing in right now. A gentleman put, yes, absolutely. And someone else is typing in now to this question. Miss Kay, is there anything else you want to add on?
Nope.
Nothing else comes to mind. Okay. Well, to the point. I would say for me, yes, I held myself accountable. And, you know, I just actually just said it. I held myself accountable for the part that I played in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could things have gotten better? It's a possibility it would have gotten better. But then again, because I actually, if anyone knows me, I'm a hoarder of certain things. And because I'm a writer, I hold on to letters and cards and all of this stuff. But I recently started discarding them. But my point in the communication part, he wrote a letter. I don't know how many years ago this was. I don't remember the date of it. But a letter, we communicated via writing a letter because I was just so to the point of fed upness. I wrote a 4-page letter, and he responded back to me in a 4-page letter. And on page 2 of his letter, the very first sentence, he acknowledged that he knew he was doing wrong. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he acknowledged that he knew when something was wrong, but he continued to do it because I allowed him to do it. And that pissed me off years later after the relationship is already gone. If you knew you were doing wrong, why would you continue to do that same wrongness when you knew up front it was wrong? But you did it because I allowed it. So had I not allowed it sooner, it would not have gotten done, or he would not have been doing it. So we were both wrong in that. I was wrong for not expressing myself. But you are more so wrong because you knew what you was doing, and because I didn't express myself, you continue to do it. So that's abusive. That's using. That's just the way I feel. But, you know, I'm over it. But I know in the future that would not happen.
Yeah.
But in closure for this evening,
like, he played on your kindness. He played on your kindness, and he played on.
Right.
Yeah. And
closure for the last question for this evening. What changes are you willing to make for your happiness? A young lady put, communicate more. Another young lady put, I will change the batteries and my vibes. A gentleman put, any but within reason. Another gentleman, change the locks on the door if you don't get some act right, LOL. Ms. K said, compromise for the sake of the relationship. A young lady put, I am improving in my communication and listening skills. And a gentleman put, being adaptable to what she needs as long as I'm not losing myself. And in capital letters, she's reciprocating the same sentiment. I like that.
That's a good one. That
okay,
Ms.
K, would you like to add on any, what you said, that's a good one?
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah, would you like to add on anything else to your comment?
No, just, well, yes. Being honest about how I feel when something first happened, not sweeping it under the rug, not ignoring red flags, having, like, healthy dialogue, attacking the problem and not attacking the person.
Oh, I like that. Attacking the problem and not attacking the person. I like that. Okay, LS to the Izzo. What changes are you willing to make for your happiness? I am willing to compromise. And in my compromising, that's just me holding myself accountable and acknowledging that there is another way for something to happen. Everything can't always be about me and be my way, even though I'm always right all the time. But it can't be like that all the time, because there are other ways that can be just as productive and not just my way. So I'm willing to compromise within reason. And I am guaranteeing myself total happiness throughout any situation. If I am not benefiting or I am not happy, I will most definitely remove myself. And in removing myself, it's like, ta-da. And I will remove myself in silence. So you won't even realize I'm gone until I'm gone. Why? Because my happiness and my sanity and my joy, I need that in my life, especially with the climate of the world today and everything that's going on outside of everything else. You know, I need to be sane. I need to be happy. I need to be free. And if in a relationship is holding me down where I'm not getting that, then I gotta let the relationship go. Cut my losses and be about me. But ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the closure of our show for this. Of course, yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. I'm actually going to celebrate until I turn 51. So be prepared for it. And that's only because, you know, my 50th birthday, so much have went on where things didn't happen the way I wanted it or the way things were planned for me. It was just so much going on. I guess God wanted my attention and to sit me still. So because he did that, I'm going to celebrate now. See, I get a message. I'm celebrating my birthday with you all the way. That's what I'm talking about. So, and he put, I turned 45 and still celebrating. So if you want to take me out, feel free. I'm ready. Just let me know. Make sure you have your vaccination cards, because people are not letting you in establishments if you don't. But birthday shout-outs, we're going to say happy birthday. Ashanti, Billy, Mike, Fernando, Daryl F., Booski, Wula, which is Nessa Abu, Lauren, Denise, Wanda, Amy, Peaches, Bilal, Dawn, Anita, E Boogie, Vicky, Cass, Mac, Daryl M, Fran Lover, Tori, Chanel, Kiba, Tara, Shari, Z Michelle, and Lynette. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. We also want to say congratulations to Will and Danielle on their marriage this weekend. And also condolences to Jay and his family on the loss of his grandmother. Also, we want to say condolences to all the Black lives we lost, everyone who lost a loved one. And thank you to our military and essential workers and frontliners. Yes, I'm still thanking them because they are working hard each and every day to make sure that, we are okay. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. I think Miss K and I, we're going to do a mask conversation, and we're going to post that. So be on the lookout for that. That just came to mind, Miss K. So, yeah, that's something I think we need to do. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is, or if you're celebrating something, or if you lost, or the loss of a loved one, so you can get an LSO shout out on your special day, or you know the group, we can send you some love and comfort, especially at the time when you lost a loved one, because that can be very traumatic on you. And you know, special thanks to everyone who answered in the group. We appreciate that, because without you answering the questions, the questions are just questions, and it's just Ms. K and I talking to each other. So we appreciate you answering questions. Ms. K, what would you like to say this evening?
My Women's Empowerment Program is starting on October 7th. It's called Queens with Fix Your Crown. There's two dates, October 7th and October 8th. It's a 4-week free intensive. There is a price for materials, but it's not expensive. If you want more information, I'm going to be talking about how to pray versus manifestations, how you use sex for manifestations, how to tap into divine femininity. So, yeah, it's going to be good. How to heal past traumas, how to heal yourself mentally and emotionally from sexual abuse and sexual trauma. It's going to be, let me tell you something. And this is free, so this is going to be amazing. I'm just so excited.
Okay, I'm excited for you. So as soon as we get more information, we are going to post it. So for those who would like to participate,
post it on the site.
And even if, you know, she's not your friend, it'll be in the group and it'll be on my page. So you can reach out and join in and support. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Let's support one another. LSO, has playing cards, whips, books, robes, many, many things. So go to her site and make a purchase. You can purchase at Treats and Things. That's TREATS, the letter N, THINGS, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. The first two books, Taste and Treats, and also Erotic Playground, is on Amazon.com, Lulu.com, and Barnes & Noble. But in order to get an autographed copy, you have to come to my website, treatsandthingsLSO.com, and I'm the one who receives your information, sign your book, and mail it out to you. Also, order Ms. K's book at kshep-sff.com. That's kHAYSHEP-SFF, and those are two francs, .com. You will enjoy her book, and she's working on the next book. I believe it's a part two to this particular book, and her book is an excellent read. I actually have the book right here in front of me, and it's called Authentically Rich, and it's very interactive as well. I wrote and highlighted throughout my whole entire book, and that is the purpose. That is the purpose of her book, to be interactive, and it gets you in the mindset of where you're going and what it is you need to do. And sometimes when you start writing things, you don't realize until you write it and you see it, like, you know, how far you may have suppressed certain things until a question is asked and you have to answer. And I was, you know, some of the things I was cussing her out, like, mind your business, leave me alone, no. But I honestly answered, all the questions. So one day, probably one day soon, I'm probably going to sit down and interact with Ms. K with my homework, because it is actually homework. So if you don't have your book Authentically Rich, I think you need to reach out to Ms. K. And closure for this evening. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue. You're welcome to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. We hope that you continue on this journey with us and you were enlightened and strengthened in the conversation in full transparency this evening. And if you would like to be on our show, be a part of the show, just reach out to either one of us and let us know. We don't mind having you be a part of our show, because you are a part of our show when you actually answer the questions in the group. So we hope that we left you something to think about with relationship fed up, tired of being tired. And when tired, address the issue before you reach the fed up and tired, because then at that point there's no point of return, and it can become a disrespectful mouth and disrespectful actions. So don't get lost in that disrespect. pieces of advice, communicate. That word came up plenty of times this evening. Communication is one of the most important things you can do in a relationship because people are not mind readers. And if you don't tell a person something they don't know or don't assume that they know, sometimes they do. But if you communicate it, you can guarantee that they know why, because you told them so. And communication will help to find better ways to address any situation, and you can resolve it before it reaches the point of the fed-up state. Tell him or her what it is you want or how you feel or, you know, what both can do to rectify the problem and resolve the issue that's going on. And y'all can do this collectively if you communicate. Be sure this is what you want. Don't feel that you're forced into something because it's comfortable or it's familiar to you. Get out of that. Own up to your BS and hold yourself accountable for your actions and enjoy your actions without regret. And make sure you have a healthy decision. Why? Because you need to let go of anger. You need to be open and be honest. And when it's a healthy decision, that means you already thought it through. And you process what you should do, what you should not do, and how you can move forward. Listen, we all been there. We all done that. And there's a better way to doing everything. Remember to love on yourself. Why? Because we are all deserving on purpose. When you get up in the mornings, look in your mirror and tell yourself something positive. Give yourself a powerful affirmation to walk in for the day. And thrive in that particular statement that you made to yourself. Learn to love yourself even with your visible wounds and your battle wounds and your flaws. Those are the scars that make you who you are. You are a king. You are a queen. Those wounds, those battle wounds and flaws are what's added to your crown to make you who you are and for you to adjust it and make it look good for you. Stop looking to others to confirm or deny your next move. Step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary, pun intended. Live your life to your best without hesitation or regret. Why? Because you deserve it, and this is your journey. So step out and walk in your journey freely and smile and move about, and because you got this. You have nobody else told you today, yesterday, or whenever. LSO and Ms. K is telling you, you got this. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Stop looking to others to narrate your life story. Why? Because this is your journey. Wake up and say every day, this is my journey. This is my LSO journey. That's my K-Shop journey. No one can walk in your shoes, even if it's the same size. You are enough, yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show and hanging out with us. And we invite you to do the same come next Monday. Don't forget to pay it forward. And your candle, take your candle and light someone else's candle from your stem. We all can shine brightly and in no competition. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Ms. K, what's your hashtag?
Authentically rich and queen's crown.
Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.